Welcome to Big Game Hunger, a show where me and a guest craft the big next game every episode. We'll be taking three random ingredients and blending them together into one incredible game. I'm Jenna Stieber, and I crave content. And I'm joined by Giovanni Colantonio. Giovanni!
Hey, oh my gosh, I'm a pizza man.
Who are you? Did I put too much Italian spice on
that? No, you didn't put enough. I wanted more. I want a full Mario voice. Thank you. Yes,
Giovanni.
You got it. Thank you. Yes, you're allowed to do that. I've given you the right to do it. Hi, everybody. I'm so happy to be here on Big. I have a big hunger. A big game hunger.
And what's it for? Who are you, and what do you have a hunger for?
I would love to tell you that. I am the gaming section lead over at digitaltrends.com. You may have seen me write about video games at some point on the internet. And I also do a podcast about gaming called Left Trigger, Right Trigger. Maybe you heard me on that. But today, I'm a budding video game developer, ideaist, and then I'm hungry for ideas and for profit. A lot of profit.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, boy, you are in the wrong place.
Or the right one. Look, the industry is stagnating. All of these ideas, it's all true. These games are unsustainable. It's time for left field hits. We've seen that the people want weird stuff. They like the PAL world. They like Bellatro. They like all these games that are out there and different. And that's how the industry moves forward into our golden age of video game Hollywood. That's how I feel.
I would love for it to be a golden age, but boy, does it seem like...
But this happened in Hollywood. There was the big crash right before it got good for 10 years and then got bad again. You might be on the verge of it. And we could be at the forefront of it. I don't know.
I would love to be at the forefront of something. Do you think PAL World is a weird game?
I mean, no, I don't, but I think that people think it's a weird game, you know what I mean? Where it's like, ooh, it's like, ooh. It's got like a weird jank factor to it that I think like makes it seem like it's a weird game. And also because it, like, not because of it being weird, but because of it kind of not being made super good. You know what I mean? People will kill me if I get into my opinions on the video game PAL World that I do not like. not a huge fan of that one.
It is amazing to see how many big game journalists just hate PAL World, and like I don't disagree with them, but it is funny to me.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe it's just because I just played like Lego Fortnite recently and like, oh, I did that whole loop, and then it's like starting another game that's way lower in quality but has like a Happy Tree Friends joke that is for me it's just a satire thing. I just think it's bad satire. It's like there's such good potential, but it's just bad satire, you know? It's like
it is bad satire. I think I'm with you there, where it's just like it's not even like I can't even really call it satire. It's got one joke, and it's Pokemon with gums.
It's the equivalent of someone being like, I made a game where like you're Mario and you eat mushrooms, but the mushrooms are like drugs, and you're like, cool, what does that mean? And they're like, you know, it's like real mushrooms. And it's like, cool, really cool idea. And it, like, that's just the extent to its comedy to me. And as someone who likes comedy, it just doesn't hit for me.
It's hard. It's also hard because, like, in PAL World, it takes you like 100 hours. That was it takes you a really long time to get to the guns.
Of course,
and it's like how much am I really going to invest of my time and life and energy into getting to the punchline?
Yeah.
The Pokemon has a submachine gun now. Yeah.
Oh, I have to build 1,000 Pokeballs before I can get to the heart of the game? Cool. Sounds very fun and interesting to me.
But on the other hand, you mentioned Bellatro.
Yes.
I think I add an extra L there that doesn't need to be there.
I've been saying it with a little Italian twist. I've been saying Bellatro.
I do think isn't the word like the Latin word for Joker or something like that?
I hoped to never find out, and it's been ruined
okay,
for
Google
me in this moment.
Then.
So, yeah.
I think it's the name of the most famous Joker ever, probably.
The Joker.
Yeah. Mr. Joker himself.
Mr. Joker.
That game's fun. That game's fun.
It's great. It's really,
that
really
game's
good.
Wild.
That's eaten up a lot of my life, and it's killing me. It's killing me deep inside.
Oh. Whoa. Whoa.
It's just too much. I can't stop. I need help.
No, I'm with you. I had a couple real late nights where I was just watching X-Files on TV and then playing the funny poker roguelike game.
That's been my entire life. It's like, oh, I'm going to put something on TV. Well, I better play Pelotra real quick. And that's been every night for weeks. Can't stop.
Well, do you normally play roguelikes? What kind of games do you like?
I like a little bit of everything, and I know people say that, and then it's like, and then they're like, no, but I don't. I'm a puzzle game guy largely, and I'm a Metroidvania boy at heart. That format speaks to me, but like puzzle games are probably my primary thing. You know, I really love a good puzzler, whether it's a level based traditional thing, or you know, like a Tetris situation, or like a Talos Principle, you know, weirder larger scale thing. I'm a sicko for it.
Yeah, that tracks a lot, actually.
Yeah, I like making my life more difficult with problems.
But like problems that have solutions. See, that's how I feel. Yeah. My life has a lot of problems, but they don't often have solutions. Whereas in a puzzle game, you know, it's like, all right.
It's like, ooh, just spin this shape? Cool, I did it.
Yeah, there's an end game there. Most of my problems are pretty everlasting.
You can't just spin a shape in real life and solve it.
No, not the kind of problems I have. Giovanni, are you ready to roll some ingredients?
I think so. I feel okay. Pumped up. You know, I went to, you know, right before this, I went to business school and learned all the strategies for making successful business decision. You know, I went to creative school right after, and I know how to make creative. And now I've learned it all, crash course in one night, and we're ready to go.
I'm also ready to make creative, which is what you said.
Yes, I'm going to make creative on this show.
Let's make creative.
Let's do it.
All right, I'm rolling my dice. All right, I have gotten three prompts.
Okay.
But before I reveal what these prompts are, I want to offer you a brand new segment on this show.
Okay, cool.
It's a brand new segment that I've just created in response to Grant Howitt and Grant Howitt's fucking crazy 30 prompt list of crazy Grant Howitt style options. I'm revealing, this is called Grant Howitt's Dagger Dartboard, and it's the option, if we want, I will flip a coin, and if that coin is whatever you call out, then we will swap out one of the three prompts, which only I have seen, for one of Grant Howitt's insane prompts.
Yeah.
Do you want to do this?
Let's do it. Yeah. I mean, imagine if you made the whole segment, and I was like, no, I don't want to do that.
I wanted to give the option because you know what? Yeah. That's also really funny.
No, let's do it. Let's do it. We have to christen this segment.
Okay, heads or tails?
Heads.
Okay, let's see. Flipping a coin. I don't have a sound effect for this. I'll just do the dice again. That'll make sense.
Yeah, that works.
It is heads. Okay, so we're going to swap out. I'm going to swap out one of the three. Pick which do you want to swap out? The adjective, the premise, or the gameplay type?
Let's get the premise. Give a new premise in there.
Okay. All right. I'm selected a Grant Howitt specific premise. So our adjective is wholesome.
Okay, great.
Classic one. Our gameplay type comes from Petrana, one of our previous guests as well, and it is cooking.
Oh, great. Easy so far.
Yes. Oh, but boy. The word we have got from the Grant Howitt Dagger Dartboard is all grappling hooks all the time.
That's not a word. Is it all hyphenated? Is it one word hyphenated?
There's actually no spaces at all. So it could be, I could be misreading it. It could be alligator hooks.
Oh my God.
Allegrapple hooks.
Oh my God. Oh, I thought this was going to be such a cakewalk. Okay. All grappling hooks all the time, and wholesome and cooking.
Wholesome and cooking. What I like about this is wholesome and cooking, those go together pretty well.
Yes, absolutely. That's the easy part. Yeah.
And thank God. Thank God Grant Howitt is here to get some Grant Howitt stink on this. With all grappling hooks all the time.
Oh, God. Okay.
Here's my initial pitch.
Yes.
When you're camping, you oftentimes don't have a lot of cooking accoutrement, especially if you're like backpacking. And this could be one of two things. Either you forgot to pack all your cooking equipment and you only have grappling hooks.
Okay.
Or possibly the game opens with some sort of disaster that makes you lose all of your cooking gear. And you just have the grappling hook left. You have to use to cook everything.
Okay, I've got, let me build on this. Those are okay. good ideas. What if your limbs are the grappling hooks? You just are a person with grappling hook limbs. And the place my brain instantly goes, and this doesn't have to do with grappling limb hooks, but more gameplay. Are you familiar with the Nintendo Wii game Grill Off with Ultra Hand?
No. Is this real or are you pranking?
I'm 100% real. I wouldn't lie about Grill Off with Ultra Hand in recorded audio. Grill Off with Ultra Hand was a WiiWare game, I think, in like the 2000s. And it was like a riff on this old peripheral that Nintendo had that was like this thing called the Ultra Hand that was like a weird, like springy arm thing. I believe that's correct. I'm pretty sure. I don't want to get on my mechanical keyboard and type because it'll come on the audio, but I'm going to assume it's real. Either way, okay. whether or not that part's real, there was a game called Grill Off with Ultra Hand, and it was a cooking game where you had to cook by using the springy arm and like grabbing ingredients and pulling them back, and it was like total chaos. And for me, like that's the appeal, right? Is like trying to do a cooking game where your limbs are grappling hooks, and like the act of cooking is very difficult and sloppy because of it. That's the first idea that kind of comes to mind. Like an Octodad situation, you know,
yes,
where like,
okay,
it's hard for him to be a dad because he has the limbs that are like sticking to everything. It's like, what if you were trying to cook? But I like the camping idea with this too, and I think we can okay. combine that sort of into a thing.
You mentioned a bizarre peripheral, which I yep. love. I love a bizarre peripheral.
Okay.
Is this something, would we want to have a bizarre peripheral in this one that you can use?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I don't see why not.
Yeah, we can
I
do that.
I feel like the prevalence and the existence of 3D printing means that
yes.
there should be more weird peripherals for weird indie games. And this feels... Yeah. feels like the place where indie games need to expand to.
Yes.
It's getting more complicated.
and pricier. Make them yeah. more expensive to buy because you have to buy a grappling hook that is fully functional? Question mark? Is it fully functional?
No, we can't.
Okay, okay.
Well, I mean, one of the fun thing about cooking games that I feel like very few cooking games have ever taken advantage of is the potential to teach me how to do real cooking stuff.
Okay.
And I love the idea that this would come packaged with a real grappling hook that I would not use for grappling hook purposes, but that I would use to make the recipes in the game.
Yes, yes, that is perfect. So I'm thinking of like the wholesome thing. Right, and I'm thinking of, I mean, the cooking part, I guess we'll get to cooking mechanics and how that works, but just thinking of the wholesome thing, I'm thinking this idea of, like, you have grappling hooks for hands, and I think there's, like, a sweet story you can tell in there, right, about, like, oh, somebody who has grappling hooks for hands, and, like, you know, their way of life is different because of it, and they're, like, learning to cook, right? I almost think of it like Quap, like Bennett Foddy's Quap,
okay. yeah.
you know, where it's,
yeah.
like, it's difficult to do the task, and we can build a heartwarming story within that of like, oh, like learning to master your grappling hook hands and like use your skills to learn this thing. That's what kind of comes to mind. And maybe it's like I like the idea of like foraging, as you've kind of put out, right?
Okay.
So like you're in the woods. What if it's like a small, very contained? This is an indie game. It can't be. It's not Ghost of Tsushima for the PlayStation 5. Like the scale of a short hike, right? Like a small little camping open world where you're like foraging and like picking up stuff with the grappling hooks from afar. You can do a little bit of environmental puzzling to like, oh, how are you going to get that that mushroom that's over there? You know, like almost like that bug snacks hook of like, how do you catch all the bug snacks? You have to figure out the strategy. I'm throwing out a lot of ideas. And we can compress this into a sizable hamburger, but this is where my brain goes immediately. And also, what if it's VR? That's the only other thing I'll throw
around. Oh my God, a grappling hook is like such an iconic thing to have in VR because it's like it's like extending outward. I'm thinking movie VR more maybe, but I think that is really good for game VR because you're going to get so much depth when you see it fling out.
Yeah.
And I also love that because, like, you get, like, with some VRs, you get, like, those handheld, I think it's the PlayStation VR where you have those weird hoops.
Yes.
I love the idea that it's those, but they are grappling hooks instead of
Yeah, the handles are, like, the hooks
from most dangerous game to play in your house while there are other people around because the chance of, like, fish hooking somebody is extraordinarily high.
Absolutely.
I love the idea of a, I mean, I in general love the idea of a Forge cooking game. What if, this is inspired by me quietly looking at pictures of Grilloff with Ultra Hand.
It's real. I told you it's real.
I'm not convinced yet that this is not an elaborate Giovanni prank. But in this one,
yes.
I okay, here's the thing, is like I was imagining like you're holding the grappling hook and you're using it to like slice some meat or something basic like that. But is that really making the most use of a grappling hook?
No.
Isn't the point of a grappling hook that you see something from far away and you hook onto it and you pull it closer or you pull yourself closer to it?
Ooh. Ooh, hang on.
Yeah.
One grappling hook arm grabs things and pulls it towards you, and the other one pulls you towards things.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So you get this,
and then
like,
you have to, like, rearrange, like, your positioning a little bit?
Yeah, 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 you know? And that's good because if we do, and I'm insistent on VR now because I do like the idea of, like, depth and having to find things and, like, you know, do that. Then, like,
yes.
That solves for some of the, like, motion sickness, or maybe it's extremely motion sick, but you know,
it's
like the teleporting
motion sick, yeah,
you know, like the teleporting that they do in VR to like keep you from getting too sick.
Yes.
You can kind of do that by using it as like the blink, you know, like, oh, you blink to travel with a grappling hook.
Okay, here's what I'm picturing, is I'm picturing a really weird like X shape kitchen setup where you can position yourself on, I think, any of the, like, ends of the X.
Okay.
And you can use like, your left hand to reposition yourself, and you use the right hand to pull things into different stations. So
yes.
Maybe it's, like, maybe what it is that you've got, like, a robot setup. You've got, like, one chopping station where it's always chopping stuff, and you have to use the grapple hook to, like, position stuff at the right place at the right time, but you can't leave it there too long or else it's going to get too finely diced and you're going to lose the carrots that you put there.
Okay, yeah, I see two halves of this game, two phases of the game, right?
Okay.
One phase is like, hey, I have to go out in the world and forage ingredients. And this is like the wholesome part of it, right? Where it's kind of like, oh, this is a game about like living off the land and foraging, right? And you are getting mushrooms. You know, we'll it has to be wholesome, so let's keep it nonviolent, no meat, right?
Yeah, it's a little
more
cottage
like,
core, yeah.
Yeah, well, just total cottage core. So it's like mushrooms and apples and like all of these things that you have to find from nature or like, you know, whatever. And then that's one phase of the game, is you going out in the wild, almost like a Moonlighter situation, that game where you're like a shopkeeper,
love Moonlighter,
right?
Yeah.
So you go out in the small little open world, there's local eccentrics maybe out there, and maybe there's like some quests where you can find stuff for them, whatever, right? But like for the most part, you're going through, you're gathering a bunch of stuff during the day, and then you bring it back to your kitchen. And then what you're saying, right, second half of the game is you get to the kitchen and there's this whole hectic mini game of trying to manage X-shaped kitchen, which I really like the idea of X-shaped kitchen. And yeah, like you can almost do... You can have a little bit of that, like, overcooked comedy to it, where it's, like, put something on the burner, and, like, you know, there's a timer on it, and you have to come back to it, but, like, you need to zip over here to do this thing, and then maybe you can kind of, like, you know, mess with that dynamic of, like, it's hectic to try and do everything with these grappling hook hands, but then it's also hectic trying to just manage a kitchen, and you have to master both of those. That's kind of how I'm feeling.
I think overcooked is a really good pull, and that's not a pun. The pulling thing, it's not a pun. It's just how I talk. I think that's a really good pull as inspiration, because I think there should be something like, yeah, the foraging section should be really calming and, like you said, wholesome. There's no hunting. Yeah. There's no violence. You're picking tofu berries off the tree and things like that. And then that's all very straightforward, but then it really ranks up when you get into the cooking section, and you have to be like, you have to be using like both hands constantly to like get to the right angle and move the right like plate of food to the right station to get everything angled in the right place. And also, let me throw this out there.
Yeah.
Maybe in order to keep this section moving, even there are creatures or people raiding the kitchen that you have to like. You have to, like, be bopping back with one of your grapple hands. And maybe either grapple hand can do that. But you're going to have to, like, position yourself into the right place to, like, bop some critter from getting at your food that you're making.
Totally. Yeah, because this gets into, I guess, the core of the cooking game, right? Is, like, you don't want something that's going to be too repetitive, right? You don't want it to be like, oh, you throw the ingredients in the pot and you make the thing, and you make the thing 100 times and that's it. We want a little bit of challenge, and we need to build that challenge, right, and complicate it further. So, like, you start simple, right? It's like, oh, we have these apples. We're going to cut them by, you know, shooting the grappling hook at them to cut them, and then, like, moving them to a pot or making an apple pie or something simple. Yeah. And then, yeah, you start to, like, bring in, like, you have to manage this, and people are coming in, and you're, like, dealing with boiling stuff suddenly, and, like, there's timers and everything. And, like, VR is really fun for it, because then you can have all of these, like, visual indicators that you need to keep track of and, like, look to see them, you know, and be like, yes. Oh, what's going on there? You know, what's going on here? So yeah, like, I think that complicating it that way is good. How complicated do we want to make cooking system? Do we just want it to be more about cutting things and positioning things? Do we want to go into, like, mini games that really mess with what we can do with the grappling hook? How are you feeling about that?
Oh, that's a really good question. My instinct is the more complicated, the better, because this is like the hectic reflex section of the game.
Yeah.
So my instinct is that would be the ideal thing to have. Like, you're gonna want the recipes to get really complicated. I mean, obviously it will ramp up to it, but it's like, I also think, like, essentially using grapple hooks is going to be so complicated already. That, like, part of me is like, I want the kitchen to be a little automated in the things that it's specifically doing, so that you have to focus on repositioning. Like, I'm imagining, like, the X shape, one side has, like, dicing, one side has, like, the cook stovetop, one side is, like, the oven, and maybe one side is presenting. And so you have to, like, there should be, this might end up being way more than an X, because there's has to be, like, maybe the ingredient, like, lands in the middle, and you have to, like, grab yourself around so you're between the ingredient and the chopping station. You have to use the grapple hook to pull the ingredient to the chopping station, and then you have to hurry to the other side so that once it's the shape you want, you can pull it out and pull it to, like, the stovetop and things like that. But then how do you complicate that at later levels? Like, how do you have more things? Is it just more ingredients?
Yeah, I think there's probably a couple ways we can do it. One is, like, dealing with more complicated cooking things, right? Where it's like, you start with just chopping, and then you move to, like, having to put something on a stovetop or whatever. You could have something where it's like, you know, you're dealing with a food processor and you have to hit the on button by, like, aiming very carefully, aiming your grappling hook at the on button and being able to, like, stop it, you know, like, all, like, you know, bigger buttons, obviously, but, like, really make it so that there's, like, a precision for some of the tools that you use. And, you know, like, you know, you don't want to leave it in too long or too little. So there's a challenge that comes with that. I think you could bring in more of that. I'm trying to think of more kitchen stuff like that where you could use the basics of that. So, like, you have chopping, you have using machines, you have boiling and keeping track of the timers in there. What else can you mess
with? You're gonna have to have like a sink station. I think this is it's an X, but I think that the number of stations on each arm of the X probably grows, like, the more complicated your cooking setup is. And so, like, there's probably, you're gonna have to have, like, a sink area. And if you're gonna do pasta, and I'm not saying that because of the Italian energy in the room.
I am, yeah, but
yes. If you're going to cook pasta, you're going to have a sink and a colander that you're going to be able to, you're going to need to grapple hook a pot of boiling water and pull it over and then dump it. Yeah. So I think there could potentially be even, if you're playing a golf mini game, there will be, like, that bar that tells you what your pressure is and how far you're going to hit something. Yeah. I think this game should have that for your grappling hook, where you have to judge how much pull to pull on the grapple hook so that you make sure you pull the boiling water to the sink and not to the chopping station, because that's going to be a goddamn mess.
Yeah, yeah. You add a little bit of Hot Shots golf in there with that little meter. That's a really good idea. I think that's how you get the challenge, right? It's like you just take these tasks that require a little bit of timing and precision, and the, you know, the goal of the game is really you gotta master it, and you gotta learn how to live with your grappling hook hands and embrace that. And what I like about it, the way that we have this set up, is that, and yeah, I'm thinking of it as, like, this whole, you know, this wholesome thing, and how you can get, like, a nice character arc, I guess, out of this, is, like, you have a nice contrast when you're in the open world-ish area, the small open world, and, like, the kitchen, because the kitchen's so, like, hectic, and you'll feel like these hands, these grappling hook hands are holding me back, right? And, like, what do I need to learn to live with this, and it's tough. But then you go into the open world, and it's, like, it's so easy. It's so much easier to do everything, right? Because just how you can, like, travel anywhere, you know, and, like, grab onto a tree and zip over to it. Or, like, oh, there's this mushroom that's hard to reach. I can get it. And, you know, like, having conversations with people in the world where they're, like, I lost I dropped my wedding ring in the water below and I can't get it. And you have to, like, zip down and get it for them. And they're, like, thank you so much. Here's salt. Like, you know, this whole barter system in the world where, like, you are doing tasks for people to get food and materials. And that's how the ecosystem of this utopian little island works that you're on, right? Like, that, then you get this really beautiful thing where it's like, oh, but I'm also, there's another thing that I can do really well, you know, in this world. And I'm so free and I can do things that the other people can't. And that's, like, that's beautiful, right? Like, for this poor character.
Hey, let me tell you about Tab for a Cause. Tab for a Cause is a browser extension that lets you raise money for charity while doing your thing, the thing you do online all the time, which is opening tabs. With Tab for a Cause, whenever you open a new tab, you'll see a beautiful photo and a small little ad, and part of that ad money goes towards a charity of your choice. As of last year, Tab for a Cause helped people raise $1.5 million for charity, all by leveraging the power of opening a new tab. Tab for a Cause supports charities like the Bail Project and Point of Pride, so whatever charity you feel strongly about, you can have ad money sent directly to them. You can join Team Big Game Hunger by signing up at tabforacause.org/BGH or click the link in the podcast episode description.
What is this character? Because I feel like we should, I feel like it's character, there's a little bit of an arc here. And
yeah,
I would love to get your input on, other than grappling hook hands, what's this person's deal? What's their backstory? Yeah. You know, what do you got?
I mean, Sekiro already did the Sekiro arc.
You can't. You can't compare this to Sekiro.
You're right. We can't, which is a shame. Okay. Sekiro wishes it had the high stakes cooking mini game that our game is going to have. That game was cowardly because, I don't know, this is how how I often think about, I'm in no way competent enough to talk about, like, disability and the way that, like, limb loss is treated in games, but I do always think it's sort of weird how sometimes games will be like, this person lost their whole arm, but it's okay because they've got a cooler, better robot arm. And it's like, that's awesome from a gameplay standpoint, but it is like, is that a good representation of disability and what it is to have, like, a prosthetic arm? It's not. I don't think you can shoot grappling hooks out of most prosthetic arms.
No.
So I think grappling with that is something. I said grappling with that.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm just now realizing how many grapple-based words are in my day-to-day language.
You're going to think about it for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I'm going to have to de-grapple my vocabulary.
You have to retract it out, yeah.
I think this game should grapple, and I think we should not hide away from the puns. It should grapple with the question of, like, that how does having grappling hooks actually affect your day-to-day?
Yes.
I think if you're not in a situation where you're doing one of the mini games, I think you should have velvet Crown Royal-esque bags that you put over your grappling hooks so that you don't accidentally catch on things. Because I think that's going to be a big problem for our character.
Yeah, no, that's true. And I think we can, like, create some complications like that, right? There can be some sort of, I think you can do some sort of, like, environmental puzzling in the world where it's like, hey, you have to do a thing, and, like, shooting it with grapple hook actually isn't good, you know? Like, you have to think outside the box of, like, well, how can I use this to, you know, to do something else? Like, maybe one of those things where it's like, oh, you can, like, kind of, like, scare an animal into, like, running into the thing and, like, you know, doing whatever you need
puzzle
to do.
Game
you know,
brain. That's puzzle game brain.
That's puzzle game brain.
Thinking.
Yeah, you know, just, like, And there's spatial reasoning to it. There's spatial puzzling to, like, how can I get to this area? What can I grapple onto? Like, what's the path to get there? But yeah, I think, like, creating those complications where it's like, what can I do and can't do with this grappling hook? And then that's, like, a thing that can be used in the kitchen too, right? Where it's like, we introduce a new tool and you have to figure out how you're supposed to use this, right? It's like, if you're making a pizza and you have to roll out the dough, you're like, what's the way that I do this with grappling hook, you know? How do I do it?
How do you?
I mean,
tell me now what that mechanic is going to be.
If we're rolling on pizza dough, which it'll be in the game because this is an Italian production. I mean, one answer would be that, like, perhaps it's more like, it's less like using the grapple component of it and more like, you know, you have this, like, weird, like, rolling device on your arm, right? Like this round, like, arm cannon thing. So you actually have to, like, move your arm across it, and then it's like, well, you have, like, a built-in kitchen tool in that way. Could be that. Could be picking up big object and flattening out the dough with it by pounding it down. I don't know. Okay. Do you have an alternate? I feel like I'm
No. I will say that I was perceiving you being so far away from the actual kitchen table. I was imagining you, because you've got grappling hooks. It's a distance game. I was imagining you being like 6 feet away from any of the kitchen implements. Like, no way you could out and roll them that way. And
totally
I did not
communicate
that all. It was just so essential to my visual conception of what this would look like.
Yeah.
I like the idea of maybe you can open the grapple hook up and you can use it to, like, spin the pizza dough, and then it's sort
and
of like,
you have to balance it on the top. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I like that. You can retract or pull it in or out as needed. I like that. That can be how that one specific puzzle goes.
Well, and I'm thinking, like, there's other ways that you could get kind of creative with it, where it's like, you know, the grappling hook has that sort of, like, what, patchworky spring, like, to it, right? Where it, like, I'm thinking of Ultra Hand.
It has sort of an accordion arm.
Yeah, the accordion arm. And it's like, hey, if you need to, like, decorate a pie, right, and do, like, the crosswork pattern on top of a pie, it's like you extend the arm and you just start flattening it over the pie to make the pattern, right?
That.
Like,
okay.
that's a possibility there.
Yes.
Yeah, I want it to be, like, I think, like, you make kind of sloppy meals and, like, have to learn to be okay with that. And, like, maybe you get better at it through the game. But, like, it's almost like the sandwich cooking minigame in Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, where, like, no matter how much you try to make good sandwich in that game, it's a mess. And, like, that's okay. It presents it to you at the end. It's like, good job. You made sandwich. Like, this looks great. Good job.
I
and that's
that.
The wholesome part, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Did you play Noor, Play With Your Food?
No, I wanted to, but I know
it's an insane food sim that came out last year. It was one of my top game of the years, probably one of my top games of all time, because it's just so spectacular. But that is sort of the vibe of it, where it's like, you can sort of make a pizza, but it's going to be a sloppy boy, sad day pizza. It's not going to be a good looking pizza.
Yeah.
And no matter how, like, it's impossible. Like, the game does not give you the tools really to make a beautiful pizza. And that's not the point. The point is to play with your food. And I think that's sort of the vibe here.
Yeah,
it's gonna be sloppy day food.
Yeah. Is there a scoring system to this? That's what I was just thinking about right now. Like, obviously you're making food and you're presenting it. What are you making the food for, right? Is it to sell? Is it to give to people? Are you scored on it? Like, what? I guess let's talk about that. I guess what you're building towards in the hook and the reward, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is basic, but what if it is just to feed yourself?
Okay, cool. Okay.
What if it's just about how difficult it is in the day-to-day way to feed yourself and cook for yourself? And maybe this is like a Senshi from Dungeon Meshi thing, where it's like your entire day is spent just scrounging for food and helping your community, and then making food and feeding yourself and maybe feeding some people in the community.
Oh, and you get into such a nice, like, relatable feeling there, I think, where people can kind of be like, I feel like such like a mess, you know, when I'm trying to do this stuff, like the idea of cooking and like trying to having to do these things to keep myself afloat, you know, is complicated. And I feel like such a klutz when I do it. And you can play with that, right? In like having that story about like, yeah, you're just trying to like live your life and you have to make food to survive and whatnot and move to the next day. And like, you know, you got to learn. And even if you feel kind of clumsy and not confident about it, you know, you still got to do it. I think that's the wholesome. That's the wholesome. Yeah.
That's and the like wholesome learning activity.
Yeah. The whole thing is just about, right, this like self-discovery of like, I don't have the confidence in myself because I'm clumsy, because I have grappling hooks for hands.
And like, yeah, I want to circle back to a question you had, which is like to pin down more about this character.
Please. Yes.
Because why do they have grappling hooks for hands? That's
great
crazy. That's crazy. Two grappling hooks, both hands grappling
both
hooks?
Hands. Yes.
Did they have a grappling hook-based emergency? Did they used to work at a grappling hook factory until the accident?
Well, additional question on top of that. Do the other people in this world that you encounter, the NPCs, have like other quirks to them, right? Like other little like body quirks where it's kind of like, oh, this person has, you know, legs that are something. I don't know, pool noodles. I don't know. or is it that you are the only person who has grappling hook? And I almost like that option more, just because then we can emphasize the fact that like you can do things that other people can't, and you have certain skills that other people can't, you know, and it's like, oh, cool, you're useful. Like this thing that you think is like a detriment to you is actually very useful, and nobody else can do the things you do. So maybe maybe it's just you have grappling hook hands. In terms of how you got them, great question. Really good question. Are you born with them?
We don't ever have to. That's crazy. That's what you said is crazy. That they're organic grappling hook hands.
I don't know, getting some David Cronenberg, you know? Like they're flesh, by the way. They're total flesh. I wish it was horror grappling hands all the time cooking, because then we could do that. But
yeah, it is wholesome though.
Yeah, it is.
The fleshy, if the grappling hook part, if the actual metal grappling hook part of it were flesh, that would not upset me. What would upset me is the extendo part of the arm, it's just like you see like all the tendons and like skin stretch or whatever it is. That is way more upsetting.
The Tetsuya like Akira arm, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be cool.
We can't have that in our wholesome game, but we should save that for a sequel to, what was that game where you played the big old alien meatball that went around and destroyed everything? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Carrion?
Carrion, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, cool,
it's a
Carrion
sequel. It's not what
Pitch
we're making.
Pitch that to Devolver Digital. Yeah, I think the art design for it, right, is like a really cute, I and I feel like I kind of want it to be a little bit of like an homage to the Zelda grappling hook, like a little purple Ocarina of Time-ish, like cute grappling hook is kind of what I'm thinking there, you know?
Yeah. I like that. And I think you should be able to upgrade it, not necessarily in a functional way, but I think you should be able to upgrade it with design. Or we could do upgrades that are functional.
Yeah,
give
maybe
an extra
a couple
prong.
Things. Extra range is an easy one, right?
Oh, yeah, okay. Extra range, extra power.
Yeah.
Is there a heart meter? Do you have health in this game?
I think
grapple
maybe.
Health?
Do you have to maintain your grappling hooks?
Whoa, Liza P!
Don't get
you
out the whetstone. Yeah. Maybe. I don't want to go into like full survival game territory necessarily, but I think there are like little pieces that we could maybe, you know, very small, light kind of like maintain your grappling hook. You know, you have to like sit down and like polish it or something and like, you know, make sure that it's like
clean
maybe
it
jams sometimes.
You have to wash it as you're cooking with it. Yes, I like that. I don't think it should be a thing you forage for, but I think you can do tasks. Maybe it's like maybe it's not like an open-ended upgrade system. Maybe it is like if you do this task for this one person that we've pre-written and everything, then you'll get you'll get 20 extra foot of rope. And then lengthens your reach or something.
I like that a lot.
And so the upgrades are really specific, but they're not like super difficult, I think.
Yeah, yeah, I think, and you know, just like really cute, wholesome quests to get that stuff. Again, like the wedding ring dropped in the lake or something like that, yeah, or like my cat stuck in a tree, you know, and like how do I get it?
And you have to grappling hook grab the cat you gotta gently, get it. Oh, so
very gently,
you
know?
So gently.
Yeah, or like a bear, you know, a thing where like a bear's stuck in a tree, and you just gotta bop it in the butt a little bit to get it to be like, oh, and like come down, you know. People are like, thank you so much for getting my bear out of the tree. Here's extra range for your grappling hook.
I love that. I just love the idea of coming up with the list. We're not going to do it on air, obviously, because yep. That's not what the point is. But I love the idea of having to sit down and come up with a list of grappling hook solutions to grappling hook problems.
You have a little kid who wants to jump rope, and you shoot your grappling hook into a tree from really far away, and then you just kind of swing it so they can jump rope on over the like metal whatever. You know, little cute interactions like that that are kind of like, oh, you know, you can solve all these like really random problems, you know,
yes.
Like my jump rope got cut in half. Now I can't jump rope. And you're like, here, use my spring
grapple.
Use me.
Arm. Use my body, child.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody needs to nap and you're like, I've got a plan. Let me grapple this. And you can use my rope as part of your hammock setup.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I think like maybe there can be some missions where it's like somebody wants, or some quests where it's like, hey, I would like an apple pie. So it's like, you know, you, when you go back, it's like you make something, bring it to them the next day. And it's like, thank you. So then, you know, there can be a little more to like depth to like what, who you're cooking for and whatnot and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. More stuff to do. I think the foraging section should be almost not quite a tutorial, but it should be practice. Like, I think the skills that you're going to need in the cooking round are the things that you are practicing low key in the foraging round. So, like gauging your distance, gauging your pressure and things like that, getting your aim down to make sure you're aiming right, things like that. I'm wondering what things, I mean, are you chopping? Are you chopping with your with your grapple hand?
I think
is it razor sharp? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. But for me, I think that the chopping is just kind of like, you know, repeatedly like smashing the tip of it into whatever you're chopping, and you just like watch it kind of like explode out like this. It's like there's a carrot, you know. You just have to do it really rapidly because you can't cut down on it, right? That's how you would cut with a grapple hook, I think.
Yeah, it would be too sloppy. You couldn't. Yeah. It's going to be sloppy. That's the thing. It's like, it's just going to be sloppy cooking. It's not going to be precise. It's going to be real loose.
Yeah, and like you can have some very fun like physics, you know, animations with that, where it's kind of like you put some physics on your food so everything goes flying up when you're cutting it and whatnot, yes. You know, and like that's a cute little thing. Wholesome, again.
Very
wholesome.
Swedish chef vibe. This is sort of what I'm getting, where it's just sort of like chop, 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 chop.
And I do love the Swedish chef deeply, deeply. So I love that as a touch point. It should be a little Swedish village that you're foraging in, a little Swedish countryside as the setting.
Oh, that's really delightful. That's so wholesome, extremely wholesome. Is everyone Muppets?
Ooh, well, so I was going to, yes, definitely. I think, like at least like cute critters. And again, I'm kind of thinking of like Bug Snacks a little bit in that art style, right? Where you have that like little open world and it's like very cartoonish and you have these like kind of like Muppet-esque people. And then that way, like when you have your critters that are attacking the kitchen or whatever, they can be cute little guys, you know, that you're bopping away. I think again, because we have to be wholesome. So like, I feel like that comes with a cozy art style and whatnot. I don't think, as much as it would be very funny to do ultra realistic graphic style for this, which is really funny. Just like very cute and colorful and like, you know, this approximation, this cartoon approximation of like a Swedish countryside, right? Like that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'm imagining kind of that pastel 3D kind of art style you get with a lot of wholesome games. In VR, obviously, since this is all in VR. I think that'd be really pleasant to walk around. No, you can't forget it's VR.
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah, I want those sections to be like freeing, you know, like where you're going through the countryside, where it's like, and the fact that you're able to navigate it so freely, right? And like, you know, like Breath of the Wild has the climbing, this has the grapple hooks, you know. That's our stamina meter. Climbing is like, wow, this really busts it open. Like I want games to look at that and be like, that's actually a really smart way to traverse the world. And like for Ubisoft to like rip it off and like bastardize it in a Far Cry game is what I really want.
Is that the height of game creation in your perspective?
We all strive to be ripped off by Ubisoft and have them drop a really delightful idea into the most boring open world trope that you can think of. That's what we all aspire to, right?
Oh my God. Well, I think this is going to do it. It's really the dual wielding of the grappling hook, because most games aren't even willing to give you a grappling hook, which is a baseline failure in my perspective. And games that do give you a grappling hook will usually only give you one. And it's like, what am I going to do with what? I'm just going to go from place to place? No, that's no way to live. Yes. Dual grapple hooks.
And the fact that we have two and they do different things, right? That like there's going to be such a satisfying gameplay feel of like, you know, boop, 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 boop. And like the if you get really good at it, you can like move around really fast and be like zipping around. And like while you're zipping, you grab something and you zip somewhere else and you grab something with the other arm. Like people can get really skilled at it, you know, and be doing some crazy speed strats on it. Like, okay, you know, here's an all mushroom run. We're going to get every mushroom on the island. You know, here's the route that we built. Like, you know, I think you could get some really good mobility in there if you get it right.
I think so. I think, and especially since this is going to incorporate some actual physics, I think you're going to be able to do some pretty wild moves where you're like grabbing something to pull it along this X kitchen as you're moving, and then being able to do like weird juking and doing corners and stuff like that and getting like more precise cuts that way.
Yeah. Like, I want people to be excited about the fact that they have grappling hook hands. You know, I want it to be like, I want at first it to be like, this is so clumsy and like, how am I going to do this? And then at some point for you to start to realize like the hidden strategy of it and be like, this is actually awesome. This is like better than having real hands. I want people to wish they had grappling hands in real life after playing this game. That's what I want.
I think that's such a great goal. So many times when I play games with grappling hooks afterwards, I'm like, should I get a grappling hook? How would I employ that in my day to day?
This should elicit like the Pandora Avatar depression that people had when they saw the first Avatar movie, where they were like, I wish I was still living in Pandora. Like, people should be like, I wish I still had grappling hooks for hands in the Swedish countryside. Like, I want there to be support groups for people who are like, what do I do now that I don't actually live with this?
My normal flesh hands.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Not these beautiful, beautiful, intricately carved metal Swedish folk grapple hands. Yeah.
It's
really beautiful. I think we could get there. What are we naming this?
Oh, are we there?
I think we don't have to be. Do you have more thoughts?
Can
you sounded like okay.
No, I think you're right. I think this feels pretty like well built, right?
Yeah,
like, I feel
it's
like
basically
the mechanics
done. The game is basically done.
Just need someone to develop it. That's the easy part.
That's
we got the ideas
stuff.
Done.
That's just coding. Oh,
okay. So, title.
Yeah.
Is it grappling pun? Off the bat, we should probably determine if it is grappling pun or if that's too low hanging fruit.
No, I do sort of think it has to be. And there's no such thing as low hanging fruit in this game. You only pluck the highest hanging fruit.
That's so right. That's so true.
I think we should. I mean, if we can come up with a good grapple based pun, then I think that should be what it is. But we shouldn't feel beholden to it. It should be evocative. It's a wholesome game. It should be evocative.
Yeah, I was like, almost at first, I was. This doesn't like speak to the cooking aspect of it, but I was almost thinking of something like grappling with it. You know, like kind of like that Bennett Foddy getting over it with Bennett Foddy, where it's like, you know. You're grappling with it, you know, but I don't know if that gets the cooking in there is the thing.
It's almost obnoxiously good. It's almost like it's you kind of hit it. It can't be that. It's too good. It's too obvious.
Okay. That's what I think too. Yeah. And it could be for any
clever
game with grappling hook hands. You know?
Yeah. It could be, any of the games with grappling hooks. I mean, Grill Off with Ultra Hand is such a great, great title.
It's so good.
But this is not grill specific, but I mean, part of me is like wanting to lean in almost to like a cooking show kind of name, like a cooking competition name.
Sure.
Like Grapple Off, Grapple Cook Off.
I was, this isn't a pun, but I was like, in my head, I was like, Grapple Kitchen is like a punchy name, okay. You know, maybe there's something, an expansion of that idea. We were making so many grapple puns, and now we're like, what are grappling puns?
This is always the problem. It's so easy to accidentally make puns, and it's so hard for me to make them on purpose.
I know. It's tough.
We could do something like, I mean, I do like Grapple Kitchen. Yeah. Because it's very straightforward and it really gets the job done.
Yeah.
This might be too narrow, but Grapple Apple?
I mean, it's really cute, especially if you're making a lot of apple pies in the game. It would work.
And I think you're going to make a lot of apple-based stuff.
Maybe it's a lot of apple-based stuff, Grapple Apple, and it's a lot. Maybe that's like the core ingredient that you find on this island.
It feels like most games in which you have to foraging for apples is like the base level. It's like the 101 stuff before you can like make traps and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it feels like a good one. Maybe like Grapple Apple Pie.
Grapple Apple Pie is really cute.
Yeah.
Grapple Apple Pie is really cute. I really like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, what were you going to say?
Well, no, I was going to like... provide the alternate direction, which is like, do we do a nod to Grill Off with Ultra Hand, right? Like, you know, like, do we do a direct kind of like cook off with Grapple Hook, you know, kind of situation? maybe not, but Grapple Apple Pie is really like the reason I like that name is because I'm picturing the wholesome direct where this shows up. Right. And it's like, here's the trailer for like a little fishing town game. Right. And it's like seaside shore. And you're like, oh, that's really cute. And right. And it's like, here's a game about like platypuses and they work at a mail station. And it's like, mail puss. That sounds bad. It's not called mail puss, but you know what I mean? But then like, you know, this game comes up and it's like the bright shots of this countryside and like people milling around, and then it's like the grapple, you know, shoots through the sky, you see like the chimney, like what's the, and then you see the character zipping around, he's getting apples, and you do this whole cute thing where they're in the kitchen and it's sloppy, and then it's like grapple apple pie, and like
grapple apple pie,
and you get a little cute song, you know, like to go along with it, and I kind of like grapple apple pie.
Like, right, okay, it does feel like
I'm not totally sold on, if you want to adjust it we can, but No,
I actually feel really good about Grapple Apple Pie because it does. First of all, it's really satisfying to say out loud.
That's the thing.
It is really catchy, and it's not just because Grapple Apple's good, but that's like that's like a children's board game. Grapple Apple Pie implies the cooking. It's not just like apple. There's like a level of complexity there.
Yeah.
I like Grapple Apple Pie.
I really like Grapple Apple Pie. It sounds charming. It sounds wholesome. I can see the title splash screen, and I can see social media going like nuts when it comes up, and they're like, Grapple Apple Pie! Like, that's adorable. People will remember it, and then we'll make $1 billion.
Yes, and then Ubisoft will rip off all the special grapple mechanics we've built.
Yes, Nintendo will sue us because of the likeness to the grapple hook from Zelda. They will bring us to court. We will be paying them royalties of this game for the rest of our adult lives. This has everything I want written all over it.
It'll make all the news, though, and you know, any press is good press when you're an indie game.
We'll be an indie darling among the press cycle, and we will use that exposure to not be able to pay our bill to Nintendo every month for the rest of our lives.
Ooh, worth it, though. That's the beauty of working in the games industry.
I know, right? Man, this is so easy. Do people say this all the time, that it's so easy to make games?
But only because it's true. And making games is super easy, and coming up with ideas is super easy. And that's the hardest part. So, Giovanni, do you have anything to plug?
Sure. Yeah. Hey, you can find me here. You can find me my writing about video games on digitaltrends.com. You can find me on social media, I guess Twitter, at Mario Prime. I think I'm that on Blue Sky as well. And you can listen to my podcast about video games, which is Left Trigger, Right Trigger, which is a delightful show if you like these things.
Which you must if you're listening to this show. There's one piece that you wrote recently about The Last of Us 2 extended offerings that was really, really great. And it feels It almost feels like a terrible thing to put down as like if you're going to read one thing of Giovanni's, it should be this. But I'm probably going to link it in the chat. So
I love the idea of people listening to the wholesome Grapple Apple Pie episode, and then they go and they read a piece about how The Last of Us Part 2 is a problematic video game for very dark reasons.
Yeah, yeah. But it was that you finessed some of the overall issues I have with The Last of Us franchise as a whole, and it was really just great to read it.
Great. Whiplash. Let's do it.
Big Game Hunger is a part of the Multitude Collective of podcasts, created and hosted by me, Jenna Stieber. To support this show directly, subscribe at patreon.com/thejenna. Every month, subscribers can submit prompts that get added to the ingredient list, help guide the podcast, and our brainstorming at patreon.com/thejenna. And if you're enjoying it, spread the word. Tell other people so they can join in too. And maybe leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, on Grapple Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. That would be cool of you. Giovanni, what's a word, adjective, gameplay type, premise, etc. that you would like added to the ingredient list?
Okay, an adjective. Have we used janky? The term janky, which could be fun for somebody to have to come up with a game that is intentionally a little busted.
Yeah, I like that. I'll admit to imagining most of the games that I create on the show as being kind of janky.
Yeah, but like specifically, you'll have to come up with one that is like busted explicitly, and I do like that idea.
I do too. I think there's a lot to be said for a fun, janky game.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I'm also going to put down male puss under
as
premise.
What, as premise?
As a premise.
Okay, yeah, you know, you can use male puss as premise.
And I'm going to attach your name to it so that people who haven't read this.
That's really
to this
cool
episode.
Of you. Thank you so much for doing
You're
that.
You're welcome. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's great. What a prize that I've walked away with. What a legacy. Yeah, that's what I got. Do I need another one, or was that the one?
No. If you have more, you can get. I would love more.
No, I mean, I don't know. I was going to throw out for gameplay. Have you done Twin Stick Shooter? Because I feel like that's a fun one to throw in the pile.
That's a very good one. Since we're doing like a twin hand shooter in this one.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was kind of thinking, you know, riff off that little dual gameplay.
Love that.
Yeah, those are my additions to the pile, I suppose, and Mail Puss, which I'm counting as my addition to the pile, even though
you should. It's going to be credited to you, so you had better, better
really
accept
cool.
that.
Great, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining me, Giovanni.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate being here.
Thank you for listening to Big Game Hunger, and don't forget to wishlist Grapple Apple Pie on Steam, release date TBD.